It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees in the fourth game of the 2022 season and the fourth game of the six-game series. Salt Lake has taken two of the first three. The Rainiers won on opening night 4-2, but Salt Lake has started scoring these last two games, winning 9-5 on Wednesday, and then yesterday's game was really kind of out there. Final score was 14-1, but Salt Lake led 2-1 after six innings, and then they scored 10 runs in the top of the seventh inning and ended up winning it in blowout fashion. There was a big story in yesterday's game. Taylor Trammell, the right-ear star outfielder, left the game with a leg injury in the bottom of the seventh inning. It turns out today that he's having an MRI to check his right hamstring. So we don't know the severity of his injury yet, but it is hamstring-related, right leg, and obviously he's out for now, and we wish him the best. Hope he gets to come back soon. Pitchers today for the Rainiers, Nick Margavichus is on the hill making his AAA debut and his Rainiers debut. He's been in the major league since 2019, but has never pitched in a AAA game before. He broke camp with the Rainiers this year on the Tacoma roster, and he makes his first start today. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake veteran right-hander Cesar Valdez, who was surprisingly moved up. They had a lefty named Ken Rosenberg set to start this game, but we got to the ballpark today a couple hours ago, and it had changed. Cesar Valdez, a right-hander, makes the start for the Salt Lake Bees. So Valdez for Salt Lake and Margavichus for the Salt Lake for the Tacoma Rainiers. Well, we do also have a weather issue today. We are not going to be starting this game at 7:05. I can assure you that. We had a very large downpour come through here about an hour and a half ago. I mean, it was really coming down. It didn't last long, but it dumped a ton of water on the field, and the grounds crew is continuing to work to prepare it. The umpires and both teams' managers have walked around. They think they're hoping that some of the outfield areas dry up a bit. There is now sun coming down on parts of the diamond, and rain doesn't appear to be a threat at this point, but the field's wet. So waiting for that situation to get resolved, and we are going to be in a delay to start this game. But we should have baseball tonight, certainly planning on it anyway, and it would be a surprise if something developed any other way. The Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees gear it up for game four of the season. Doing our first pregame interview of the season today. We always talk with the Rainiers team president, Aaron Artman, early in the season to get the scoop on what's going on that's new this year at Cheney Stadium. We'll hear from team president Aaron Artman when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
Today we visit with Tacoma Rainiers team president Aaron Artman. Aaron, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
New year here at Cheney Stadium. Lots of things going on. We've had some changes at the ballpark, and the season's longer, so let's get into it. First and foremost, I see here in the stadium, the Summit Club has been completely redone.
Yeah, we needed to refresh that room. When you look at the 1882 Club, where our offices used to be on the second floor, it's just a lot nicer than the Summit Club was, and so we tried to bring some of the character of the 1882 Club up to the Summit Club with the big garage doors. You know, two more are going in. We only have that one side done just because of supply chain glass issues. Different furniture, different way to get food, just kind of make it more of a lounge area versus it looking like a sit-down restaurant, which no one really used it for anyway. And so I think our Summit Club members have loved it so far, but I also think it'll be a really cool event place for all kinds of things because it feels more like an event space than a kind of standard boring restaurant. So we did that. We did the Dugout Club as well, a refresh down there, and our new seats in the Dugout Club will be in by next homestand, which are the big kind of comfy movie theater style seats, which we're really excited about. Other than that, most of the stuff we're doing is back of the house bones to get compliant with MLB, and we're in a better position than a lot of teams at AAA because our park was already up to those standards in some areas, but still an expensive and time-consuming undertaking that the fans don't see, but that we're doing nonetheless.
It's the second year that the Rainiers and all of minor league baseball has now been under the MLB umbrella, and there have been some changes as a result of that, some very obvious ones, and one of the first ones you see is the AAA season is now longer. It goes to the end of September, 150 games on the schedule, longest for Tacoma since 1964. What caused this to happen?
I think the owners want the players to play for a longer period of time, particularly those teams that could be making a playoff run, and with the ability to only call up two players in September versus the way it used to be. You know, these guys would just be sitting around, and if you needed some warm bodies in a playoff run, you know, they're going to be taking 2 or 3 weeks off before they get there. So I think the sport's shifting that way, and we'll all have to figure out how to do well in September when there's schools back in and football is being played and there's all these distractions, not to mention, you know, we're about 50-50. We either get a great Indian summer and it's 70 degrees and sunny every day, or we start getting dumped on. So those are all challenges. And, you know, next year I believe we'll have that maximum amount of games known when we actually go out to renew, because we renewed everyone for 72 home games this year, and then there's three more, so we're out there asking people now if they want to come in. But I think it's fantastic to be back in the Pacific Coast League. It's fun that we got to play a hand in designing that logo. I like it. I don't love it, but we only had a week or so to get it done versus AAA West, which was, you know, we like AAA West because we won the championship. We'll probably be the only AAA West champion because the league existed for 1 year. But it's really, really great just to be starting in April. And having, you know, what we can see and know right now related to COVID is we're going to play a full baseball season, which we haven't done that since 2019. So that's what I'm most excited about, and the fans seem to be excited about. We had a great opening night, all things considered, with the weather. And I think people are excited to be back here, and I'm excited to play, a long season.
Well, with Rainiers team president Aaron Artman. Aaron, finally, next homestand 2 weekends from now is the Rainiers annual retro weekend. And in the past, things have always gone back where you've given away some items and worn the uniforms of past Tacoma teams, like the Tacoma Giants, Tacoma Yankees, et cetera. And they've all been done several times now over the years. This year is different, huh?
Yeah, we ran out of past teams to be. You know, we've done most of them 2 or 3 times. And so the creative staff came to me with what I thought was kind of a wild idea and just basically create a throwback logo, something that actually never existed. You know, it's got a fish on it. It's and at first I was like, we're not doing this. And I thought, you know what the heck, let's have some fun with it. So it could be something we do annually, you know, where you create a new, or maybe a new old school retro logo, if you will, or maybe this one will stick and we'll just go back to this weekend every time. But it's pretty cool looking stuff, and I'm excited to do it. And I feel like we're kind of throwback here anyway with the logos we do now compared to other minor league teams, and it's kind of fun to do yet another kind of retro throwback traditional type mark, which I think it is. So it'll be a good time. I don't know all that we have planned, and again, it's not a real throwback logo. It's a created one, so people have to suspend the disbelief and see if they like it, and we'll have a good time.
I like it. I like the fish, and I can't wait to get one of the free pennants two Sundays into the future. Aaron, thanks a lot for the visit. We're going to have a great time this season. And just echoing what you said earlier, it is fantastic to be back here in April and having a full season.
Yeah, I'm excited, and we got to get you back on the radio. And so if any radio stations are listening to this, come on, let's get back. Let's get the baseball should be on the radio. Let's get this going.
I like it. That's Aaron Hartman, president of the Tacoma Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are 2-1 on the year. The Angels AAA club is managed by Lou Marzin. Leading off will be their shortstop, Luis Renifo. Batting second, third baseman, Michael Stefanik. Hitting third and playing center field is Brendan Davis. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Kian Wong. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Chad Wallach. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, David McKinnon. Batting seventh, second baseman, Andrew Velazquez. Hitting eighth, right fielder Monty Harrison, and batting ninth, the left fielder Orlando Martinez. On the mound for Salt Lake will be veteran right-hander Cesar Valdez. The Tacoma Rainiers are 1-2 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma playing center field is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the shortstop Sam Haggerty. Hitting third is left fielder Steven Souza Jr. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Mike Ford. Batting fifth, the third baseman Zach Green. Hitting sixth is designated hitter Kevin Padlow. Batting seventh, the right fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Josh Morgan. And batting ninth, second baseman Eric Mejia. On the mound for the Rainiers will be the left-hander Nick Margavichis, making his first appearance of the season. Umpiring crew, Paul Clements is the crew chief. He's behind home plate. Ben Sontag is at first base, and Jonathan Biarretta is at third. Well, the umpires just walked the field again with both managers to see if it is playable due to the rain that we had here about an hour and a half ago. Right now there's no rain, and there's none in the forecast, none in the immediate forecast, but the field conditions are the concern at this time. The grounds crew has the infield ready, but I think there are, just based on watching the umpires and how they walked around the field, I think they're concerned about sogginess in the outfield, which, of course, was not tarped when the rain came through earlier. The infield appears to be fine, but I think they're concerned about the outfield. So waiting for some information on that, but we are going to begin this game in a rain delay as we wait and see what the actual result is going to be. But at this time, there is not a projected start time for first pitch. We're just going to have a rain delay here as we wait and see what the umpires decide to do in terms of getting this game started. So we're going to go into a rain delay, and then we'll come back with any updates when there are any. And in the meantime, yeah, we're going into a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is hopefully coming soon.
baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay.
Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. 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 Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. 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 Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Thank you. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Thank you. baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Thank you. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Thank you. baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Thank you. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay.
Thank you.
Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay.
Mike Curto back with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. And, yeah, that was a long wait, I know. But they have finally decided to postpone today's game due to wet grounds. The problem was in a newly sodded section of the Cheney Field outfield, particularly the grass that is right behind the infield, shallow outfield. It didn't dry out after the rain that we had earlier today. So the umpires and the managers of both teams kept checking it multiple times to see if it was getting any better, and they decided ultimately to postpone tonight's game and play two tomorrow. And they're moving up the game time, too, because of weather forecasts they're going to start tomorrow at 2:05, a traditional doubleheader, two games back-to-back. They're seven innings because that's the minor league rule, so two seven-inning games back-to-back starting at 2:05 p.m. tomorrow. And we'll have them both broadcast for you here on wearetacoma.com/broadcast and on MILB TV. So, doubleheader tomorrow at 2:05. Hopefully we can get them both in. And, a long delay here today. Unfortunately, unable to play today. Hopefully the sun will be out tomorrow and give that field more time to dry out and be safer for the players as we plan to play two games tomorrow, starting at 2:05 p.m. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Lots of baseball coming your way tomorrow at 2:05 p.m. Thanks a lot.